when you are healing, it is important to set your goals in an appropriate place. It is not that we would not all like to feel better all of the time, of course we would, but given that you are in the human condition and that you have wounding and that you are in the world, that is not a good goal. To say tomorrow I will be completely healed from everything and all will be well, that is what we call a dangerous goal. Because when tomorrow comes and you are not able to achieve that, then there the energy turns back on you and you feel guilty or bad or not able to do what you really want to do in your life. When, however, you are smart about your goal, which is to say that beginning with this particular affirmation, which should not be fighting old patterns, but I am enough. And given that I am enough in this day, my goal about this thing is here. It could be something very simple. It could be in this day, I will clean this room. In this day, I will read part of this book. In this day, I will make calls I need to make. In this day, I will meditate. In this day, in other words, the statement of a goal and a good goal, one that allows you to reach it, is part of how you rebuild your self-esteem. When you look at that torturous perfection program, which we know you are all familiar with, part of what it did was it took away your abilities, took away your worth, and then since perfection was the goal, the thing you could count on is that you would never meet that goal, which then fed back into the lack of self-esteem and the lack of love for yourself. So the opposite of that is to choose a goal, or even more than one, that you actually can do and actually can meet, and allow yourself to register your ability, to register your own power to do. And that central building of who you are and how you move is a great blessing, because if you build it in the small things, when you come to the large thing, you will find that you are ready. It is not like one day you wake up and you say, today is the day I must be perfect. This is a very disrespectful kind of goal. And we do want to warn you away from the patriarchal version of that, which is that the goal should be huge and it should be perfection, and it should never be that. The goals that you make, because you are building who you are with meeting of the goals you make even in a day, those should be respectful of you. They should be goals that allow you to win, so that you can look, even in a small way, at your success and go, oh, wait, that is good. I did that. I'm enough. I did that goal. Good. Because it is like, how should we say, it is like raising a child, the child who lives in you. You do not ask a child to be an adult overnight or to have supernatural powers. You are complementary of the child with every goal that is met. And you need to be that way, of course, on an adult level, but you need to be that way with yourself. You need to say, my goal today is I will meditate 20 minutes. And at the end of it, say, that is good. That is a goal that I met. And that means that there are other goals I can meet. And when you build your own knowledge of your ability to do those things, then when there is a challenge that is larger, you are already secure in yourself. And you can say to yourself, if I could do those small things, then I can do this thing as well. This is one of the, shall we say, the healing teachings to help you get past that horrific demand that came from the patriarchy and actually sometimes appears in other things you read about or other people who are demanding things of you. That moment when you feel small and unable and overwhelmed is the indicator that you want to start building through your own knowledge and awareness. This pattern, this trunk of light that tells you that you are enough and you can do what you decided to do. Now, this is, we spoke to you last week, we believe, about the importance of acknowledging something like your intelligence, to stop and say, actually, that was smart of me to do that. And certainly we want you to continue with that, but we would like you to add this to that. No matter what you pick to do, and pick a thing that you can do, then we want your acknowledgement of that as well. And all of this restores, it builds and restores the self that is you. The self that was created in love and in power and with gifts. So as we are going to be adding to the program here as we go along, but we believe you will find that you change something inside of you when you stop and say, I did that, and I did that well. Do not measure the size of it, and certainly do not say that it does not count unless it is gigantic. That is not true at all. You are building a very impressive self, step at a time. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, wisdom goes. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. and feel a warm rain falling. And let the rain wash away your stress and anything that might have happened in the week that you no longer wish to hold on to. Feel the warm rain and feel the release in your body and your mind and your spirit. Become aware of your heart center and see the garden in your heart. See what is growing. And what needs nurturing and care. And let the rain fall into your body and into your heart to nourish any part of you that needs energy and patience and care and love. And let your heart receive and mend and grow. And open your crown and let the golden light of the universe come into your body. Let the golden light open your crown to receiving abundantly all that is for you, all that you allow. And make that space wider. Feel the golden light flow down into your third eye. And feel the third eye bright and strong, able to see in and able to see out. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat and let that golden light displace any communication that does not honor you and make a place for the communication of acknowledgement and appreciation and love. Feel the golden light flow down and fill your heart. Feel your heart come to life again, wise and strong, and knowing whatever you need. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any emotional patterns that may not be serving you, patterns that may not let you know what is true, and feel them gently but strongly removed from your body. so that there is a space to feel what is real, what is good, what is true. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into your second center. And let that golden light displace the old shame and judgment patterns that might have cut off your own life force, your own ability to be who you really are, in love and in power. Let the second center cleanse anything that comes through your life that needs to be released. Feel the golden light flow through your body, come down and into the root. And let that golden energy in your root begin to pull up energy from the earth so that you are creating your life with the energy of the universe and the support of the earth. And rest and let the pattern that is your own pattern begin to form itself, knowing that in right time it will speak to you, to all of the other energy centers. And go into your heart again. And when you are in your heart, see that there is a silver circle. And that within that circle, there is liquid silver like mercury. And coming up in the center of that circle is your gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.